Blog Talk Radio.
NYPA, it's time to start the show, so search for the squad and listen out for the promo with the West Wild Spitter, spin his web into a chokehold. Collins Oak coverage on the corner, make it unfold. 5 o'clock, who gives a damn of what your man is say? We spitting live wireless, leave him shot with the gamma ray. Ain't a runner-up, cause it ain't the closest to candidate. I block the deep and you draw like Japanese anime. It's just us and the rest, news off the hottest press. Zone from the boogie down, Kyle Holton, Philly West. Reppin' with the legends, classic interview session. Politics, sports segment, live phone, call up a question. It's the NYPA, 95 connection, real people. Ain't no scripted cue card for directions. It's team on the grind, time till it's all perfection. Throw it past the satellite so you can catch reception. So touch ground with us, we kill challenges. A murder it for every number on your calendars. From west to the boogie down, the greyhound in this. We Google spot, anchor podcast, pocket this.
Welcome to NYPA Entertainment Radio. We're live here on Blog Talk. Colin Alonzo, thank you for joining us today. Excuse me, if not live, then appreciate you downloading this week's episode or any of the platforms, whether it's Spotify, iTunes, iHeart, Google, et cetera, et cetera. Appreciate you listening to this week's episode. Remember, you can catch this show and others. You can go in the archives, there's any of those platforms. Check out NYPA Entertainment Radio. There's a lot to get into. As we count down the days of February, don't forget, starting Sunday, March 5th, brand new music playlist. It's an all females music playlist in honor of Women's History Month in the month of March. I think I'm going to have something special for April and May. I'm not too sure yet, but in the month of March is an all female playlist from all genres of music, past and present, as our way to give back in the honor of Women's History Month in the month of March. And February being the shortest month, obviously things are just flying by much quicker than usual. So at the end of last week's show, the 90-minute one, we ended with found out the death of De La Soul member Plug 2. True Goy, it's yogurt backwards because he loves yogurt, loves to eat yogurt, that's what he said. De La Soul. Now, at the time, I don't know, I've been looking up, they're not too sure what he passed away from. The rumor is it could be congestive heart failure because he'd been having an issue with that for years, recent years, I should say. But it's just deep, it's just like another legend, part of a legendary hip-hop group that's no longer with us, which means that group would never, that group is not that group no more. Run DMC is not Run DMC no more. Tribe is not Tribe no more. De La is not De La no more. So Beatles not the Beatles anymore. Like groups, whether it's hip hop, rock, or whatever, they're not that band anymore because that person is no longer with us. And De La Soul was just a very unique, abstract group from Long Island, which was part of a super mega group called the Native Tongues, which had Jungle Brothers, Tribe, Moni Love, and Queen Latifah. That's a super mega group right there of talent. Hell. Like, you can't go wrong. And not a lot of people tip their hat to the Native Tongues, but that was like the original mega dream team group of just MCs. And De La Soul, man, was dope. They just been relevant for years, and they just walk their own path, and it hits Buddy and all that stuff, man.
You know, what I like is that they didn't try to be like somebody else. Yeah. Yeah. They didn't try to be like anybody else. They were themselves. And that will make them unique as a group, De La Soul. I love their music. You know, I used to sit at home as a, you know, youngster and waited for their videos to come on. You remember those back in the days when you would turn into Channel 25 video music box back then when we didn't have cable and you try to catch a glimpse of it. That was me back then, trying to catch a glimpse of the videos back then. And De La Soul was definitely one of the groups that I listened to, you know. And it was just, you know, I was just real shocked when I saw that, you know, banner up that Trugoy has passed on. It's like, man. It's like we continue to lose some of, you know, our hip hop greats. This is heartbreaking, but you know, go ahead.
It's heartbreaking in a deeper, you know. I'm back up a little bit. I remember they used to play Buddy a lot on Music Jukebox, Rap City, all the time, because that was the, again, that was a mega super group. And I repeat myself again, you have the Jungle Brothers, you got Tribe, Daylight, you got Money Love, which is like Money, I think Money Love official first rap was in Buddy. And of course you had the Queen Latifah.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the lead of Tongues, and they killed it. And it was a dope ass video, and everybody came together and vibed and all that stuff. And as now we start looking at stuff and realizing, not only we lose a great MC, but we lose that group, like I said. And that right there, like, we're not gonna hear any more original music from these guys going forward. Outside of what they may have already recorded prior to his death, there's no more performances with them three again. Tainted with Tribe, all four. You know what I mean? All four of them, because there are four people. It's not three, y'all. All four, because there's Drobe. All four of them. The same thing with the Beatles and Run DMC, TLC. You know, when you're missing a group member that was a part of it, it's not the same. No matter who you plug in there, it's never be the same. It's not at all. So when Trugoy passed on, it was like, damn, that's it with Daylight. Like, I don't care, you know, because they're not going to be like that. You know, this 54 years old is young. And they I think they're about to drop some new music soon. And it's just heartbreaking because it's just, it's too soon. And like he just said, a lot of hip-hop legends at a young age are passing on for whatever, or you know, for whatever reason. So condolences to him and his
crazy
family. It's sad. It's just, you know, expect them, like I said, they walked their own path. They never tried to be something they weren't. Their music was dope. We're gonna get into that in a few minutes. I got a couple of songs in here to play tribute to De La Soul. And I might just keep them for the month of April also, since March is all females, but I have some De La Soul jams on here just to, so we can reminisce a little bit on Daylight. It was on Dave Chappelle. Like, Daylight is that group. It went hand-in-hand with Tribe, went hand-in-hand with Jungle Brothers. And Daylight was on Tribe album. And Tribe was on their album. It was in their video, in that video. It was just, they was just a unit all together. And both groups lose a key member, which is crazy. Two dope-ass lyricists.
Yeah.
Kinda was like the spoke in the wheel to help them turn. And without their voices being around, it's just, it's not the same. It just won't
not
be
the
same. No matter who you plug in there, it won't be the same.
Right.
So if you don't say it, and man, but at least we got their music to live on forever at the end of the day. But I'm going to the last week, the stuff that I missed. And one in particular, which is very interesting, Kenya Barris served with papers by his own sister at You People premiere. High Hollywood director Kenya Barris' latest film, You People, was all about family drama, but the Blackish creator had some of his own at the film star-studded premiere. You People stars Eddie Murphy and Jonah Hill in what Netflix calls an outrageous romantic comedy with a seamlessly endless supply of family landmines, and things got a bit explosive off-screen at the Regency Village Theater in West Hollywood. We hear when Barris' sister served him with court documents during his big moment. A source said that after the screening, when Barris was basking in the adulation of all of the audience, he was surrounded by photographers snapping his picture. However, one of the seeming paparazzi skulking around was actually a process server. We hear who hits Barris with court docs and says, "You've been served." Also at the red carpet premiere was Murphy, along with co-stars Nia Long, Laura London, Julie Julia Louis-Dreyfus, David Duchovny. Guests also include Elliot Gould, Anthony Anderson, Century Entertainer, rapper Young Miami, and more. Court documents filed in Los Angeles Superior Court shows Barris will serve at the Westwood Movie Theater on the night of the premiere, which was last month in January, at 9:54 p.m. The paper stemmed from a legal dispute between Barris and his sister, Colette Barris. In the court docs, Colette has accused Kenya of breach of contract. Her court filing says that on February 22nd, 2021, the siblings entered into a legal agreement, adding the parties in a pertinent part agreed not to communicate any disparaging remarks about each other or about any matters that led to this agreement. The papers go on to allege, quote, in or around June 2022, Kenya stated on to a third party that, one, plaintiff was a 70-year-old no-talent hack, and two, plaintiff and second plaintiff had to earn the right to be a show creator, but instead wanted to go to the front of the line. However, the bad blood stretches further as they've reportedly been in at least one previous legal dispute. A rep for Kenya has yet commented, and Kenya also quote, grownish growth trip coming to America, the second one, and Disney Plus reboot of Cheaper by the Dozen. That is some shit for your ass, your sister.
That is so wrong. That is so wrong.
Come up as you getting your and we got star study. You shaking hands, smiling. People calling you a genius. People calling you a genius, and you smiling. You've been served, and everybody and everybody's like, you've been served. What? Oh my God! And you looking at it like a fool because your sister like serve his ass. Never do business with family. Never do business with family. That's some shit. That, you know,
and what's so bad is he posed as a photographer.
Yeah, it was a female that did it, posed as a photographer. And it was like, you've been served. Like, wow.
Wow.
Clearly there's no love lost between the two.
No.
And I thought my sister was something. Damn. I don't think she'll speak to this low. Like, my God. Like,
special moment. Celebrating, smiles, photo ops, and then boom, hit with a bombshell.
Boom. You high-fiving, people talking about, yo, your next big deal going to be millions. You high-fiving people, then boom, you've been served. Like, wow.
That would have been funny. It's like you've been served, and they got B2K and all them people out there dancing. You got served. I don't know why that just popped into my head.
that movie, you got served. That's some shit. They just say, hey, you got yeah, that's embarrassing. At the end of the day, that's just embarrassing shit. It just what it is. All right. There's one more I didn't get to last week before we go to our first break with De La Soul. Is Funk Flex apologizes to RZA for Hot 97 Wu-Tang Clan beef. Funk Flex has issued a public apology to RZA and the Wu-Tang Clan on behalf of Hot 97 after years of tension between the radio station and legendary rap group. The New York DJ, who was recently named creative program director of Hot 97, took to Instagram on Saturday, which was last Saturday or two Saturdays ago, to share a picture of him and Bobby Digital alongside a caption squashing a long-standing beef. Quote, I want to take this time to apologize to the RZA and the entire Wu-Tang Clan. Almost 26 years ago, the group, me and High 97, had a disagreement that, to me, never got put to bed, and I apologize. Looking back at the 20-something years later, we got to make up for the time we missed, he continued. The world's greatest rap group and the world's greatest radio stations are going to come together, bring you something amazing. Flex then teased a collaboration of some sort between himself, RZA, and the Wu-Tang before signing his post off as creative program director, Funk Flex. The post, which tagged each individual member of the Wu, saw responses in the comment section from both RZA, who posted three Wuhan emojis, and Raekwon, who wrote nothing but love, black man, and that's reciprocal, right? Okay. Come on, screen. So, fallout between High 97 and Wu-Tang dates back to 97 when the legendary Staten Island group were booked to headline 97's Summer Jam at the Meadowlands in New Jersey. Spectacle Deck alleged during the group's 2019 docuseries, Wu-Tang of Mike's and Men, that the group were strong-armed into flying to the East Coast on their own dime to perform at Summer Jam for free. Quote, the deal was, as far as I remember, you got to come back and do this Hot 97 Summer Jam, or we're not going to play any more of your records on your station, he explained. Reacting to the ultimatum, Ghostface Killa proceeded to take the stage and call out the radio station screaming, fuck Hot 97.
I remember that.
While getting the crowd to join in with him. They didn't play our, they didn't play our records for like the next 10 years. I wonder if that affected their success, said Deck, noting that the other radio stations followed the Hot 97's lead. Us not being involved while they playing the Biggie shit, they playing the Nas shit, everybody that was rocking with us at the time, that affected our sales, that affected our touring, that affected everything. I don't think it did, because they, anyway.
No, it didn't.
It affected our presence. Despite the blackballing, Wu and Hot 97 did eventually mend fences with Wu-Tang playing Summer Jam in 2013. Meanwhile, Funk Flex recently caused a bit of a stir when he promised to start putting Six Nine's music back into his rotation as a result of the trend of rappers copying plea deals. Flex point was made in relation to an Instagram post from the rainbow hair rapper, which saw him catching some Z's on a private jet while snuggling up with a lap full of money. Now, before we get to that rainbow freak, let's talk about the Wu-Tang Clan. Let's get this straight. Mm-hmm. Number one, it has an effect. I don't think it affects anything, because Wu-Tang is still legendary, collectively, individually. Number two, I get it's the biggest market in the world, but it ain't the only market in the world. Trust me, it ain't the end-all, be-all. I'm laying it because the world is big. Radio stations are big. Everyone's there. It doesn't stop there. All right, they didn't play in New York. Who gives a flying fuck? Who doesn't matter? There's other states and cities and countries around this great big earth that plays and rocks Wu-Tang every day. So I'm sure it affect their legacy, because everyone knows who Meth is. Everyone who knows who Wu-Tang is. Everyone knows who they are. Like, that little dust up there did not mess up anything. Trust me, it didn't. They got their own TV show. They got documentaries. They're all successful in their own right, individually and collectively.
Right.
You can walk
down
the street and
you people
can
got
say,
on the Wu-Tang
anyone
shirt.
Who Method Man is, who Wu-Tang is, got your shirt on, who Ghostface, who's Raekwon, on Hulu right now, the third and final season of the Wu-Tang America Saga is going strong. So I don't think it affected them that much at the end of the day.
It didn't affect them at all.
Right. One market, even though the largest market, did not play them for X amount of years. They're still relevant to this very day. Right, Zo?
They are. They are. That's one of the greatest hip-hop groups out there. Every one of them had their own individual style. And for the RZA to come up with Be the Brainstorm and put them all together like that, it was amazing. Very amazing. And I watched the series on Hulu. I watched it, and to see how they came up, you know, a lot of them were pretty much enemies, didn't like one another, but he still got them together, and they came out with great music. Yeah, Hot 97, they may not put it out, or they may not play their music, but trust me, their music was getting played out there, and their record sales wasn't dropping. People were still supporting Wu-Tang Clan.
Not at all.
110%.
Now, if you haven't seen Wu-Tang American Saga, was on Hulu, it's good. Now, some of that stuff is a little fabricated. I gotta be real with my audience. Ghostface did say that the Raekwon and Ghostface, like, that's not real. They always got along. That's just a fabricated in the story. So they weren't really bitter enemies as the show portrayed it. Came out the man's mouth. He lived it. Who am I to say he lying, right? Am I right?
Right.
I get it. Hollywood.
Right.
You put a twist on it. We talk about New Jack City. A twist on it. Real, you know, Nino's still alive. You Money's still alive. In a movie, they're not. It happens. you get more money that way. That's just what it is. All about dollars, and it makes sense. Get it? So great show, nevertheless. RZA is a genius, putting everybody together, different styles, different personality, and each one of them are successful in their own right, not just in entertainment, but the other streams of revenue outside of that. All these individuals
right.
are smart men, and it started with RZA seeing a vision, having a vision, going through obstacles and all that stuff to make everything come together, and it wasn't easy. Like, any dream is not easy. So check that out, and I don't think, like I said, that affected them whatsoever.
Not at all.
All right, we're gonna take a break. We're going to do some Day Live and come back. We got a lot more stuff to get into, so stick around. NYPA Entertainment Radio.
No doubt, y'all care anymore about this hip-hop, man? I mean, how far will you punk motherfuckers go for 15 seconds of fame? Microwave popcorn-ass niggas? Yeah, we give you much more. Longevity, baby, hey yo, Dave.
Yow, it's been instilled in me since infinite, y'all. Using these minutes like I value the call. Put your money in the bank and hold rank over friends who ain't got leadership skills. I got the sheep in my eyes, so I can't sleep. We like to land and lay the brand away. Grand operator, stand away at last sight. I play the Xbox instead of fucking with dice. I hate losing the doze and walk away with my dough, cause I doze. Tracy broke me, and now she wanna see the resident provoking me to pop willies on my bicycle. Watch your eyes twinkle. One house, two houses, third house, house rules, so house take bank, watch they bank. Banner had him on a hawk since Atlanta. Extravaganza, gamma ray rap, I make the Hulk snap. Jump back like James Brown, hey now. When the liquor over, we smoking the hay now. Delegate numero dos, I holla off a sound and low since he's the Allen close to me.
Much more is what we got in store. Just believe me. Much more than making this, I will always be believing.
I got birds, skills, babies and bills. Brother with smoke krills, still trying to get himself together from it. No one can quite run it like me. I'm on a cutting edge of what's the ledge to be hot. And when you rock, it's just impersonations of me. The writer's MC, MP with the B in the middle. I belittle your plan, courtesy of NY Dirty C, my man. My base of fans is made up of many. The kids allergic to belts, letting their mind melt from drinking the Henny. And them straight and narrow types who be waiting to hear. Them drums say the revolution is near. Are you listening? Are your eardrums open for christening? We got body MCs with these tools, while some others play God. They just goddamn fools with it. I don't cuff mics, I rough mics up, rough and rugged. Yet the girls still love it. Still in all 5-0, came to my mic check, telling me I left lacerations around my mic neck. Domestically disputed, and you just might get the undisputed underdog serving y'all threat.
myself and I. It's just me, myself and I. It's just me, myself and I. I am poems I speak that plug too tight. Please, oh please, let plug to be himself, not what you read. All right, right is wrong when hype is written on the soul. They lie that style is surely our own thing, not the false disguise of showbiz. They lie soul is from the soul, and this fact I can't deny. Strictly from the Dan called Stucky, and from me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. They diss my person by stating I'm darkly packed. I know this, so I point at Q-Tip and he states
black is black.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, shovel chestnuts in my path. I keep on up with the nuts so I don't get an aftermath. But if I do, I'll calmly punch them in the 4th day of July. Cause they try to mess with third degree, that's me, myself, and I. Nah. Me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I.
Make sure all the levels are straight out.
The jungle, the brothers.
Daylight though, on a roll. Black medallion, no gold. Hanging out with Barnes, hanging out with me. Buddy, all in my face.
Close the lap, Jim Browski must wear a cap. Just in case the young girl likes to clap. Ain't both a win, but before I begin, I initiate the body with the flip
over the neck. I'm the keeper from a top called Quest. And if your quest for the body, don't fess. If the Jimmy wants nothing but the best.
The best?
The best. Let's stick out the Jimmy and see what we can catch.
Take him up,
Nets won't be needed unless
anyone gets back to the flesh.
Dancing on the dance floor. Girl, it's you that I adore. Step off stage, just scream for more. Native tongue, got rhymes galore.
Fly, buddy. Don't you know you make me go nutty. I'm so glad that you're not a buddy-duddy. Not too skinny and not too chubby. Soft like silly buddy. Miss Crabtree. Crabtree.
I know that you're not mad at me. Cause I told you that it was your buddy. That was making me ever so horny. Jungleistically horny.
I won't lie. I love B-U-D-D-Y. Cause I never let it walk on by. When it comes to me and Jenny, I seem
very serious.
Like a pig tree, buddy is an act that occurs on the lift. When Jimmy and Jenny start shooting the gift, boy, let me get shot, I won't even riff.
On the dial, my buddy talks to me for a while. Plug two with the
to her chip.
On the A side of sometimes the flip. Word up, buddy,
is the bud to my daisy tree, and the looting to my do-re-mi, and the breezer to my man Buck 3.
Buck 3 gets the whole cabin
behind the bush. My buddy like the way that I push, and like a champ just knock it on out, never ever once selling out. My buddy helps me to
relax my soul,
keeping Jimmy in total control. Without buddy, I'd be on a roll.
Now as the lady, I thought the jungle and quest of soul was just maybe. Give me the chance to say that I get crazy, due to the fact I let buddy amaze me. As a matter of fact, it crazes me in many ways. I decided that it was time for more me love to stay. So when it comes to the buddy, you know that I don't play. Cause to me, chasing buddy is the perfect way to spend the day.
I heard you looking for some good times with your quest from the soul. Guess what we'll find? Whole lot of fun. Lots of fun together, just like kissing cousins.
Yeah, that's kinda clever.
Close like bosoms. Bosoms stay close if you be my buddy. I will toast that we're like Ephemate and Lucille McGillicuddy. You can be mine and I can be nobody.
The best buddies in evening wear. Long loving, let's you know
he's in there.
I feel sorry for those who pay a fare. A fee? Word to the
I don't beg.
I just tease my buddy with my right leg. And then when it's ready, what's said,
his buddy is best in bed.
Word to the D. Buddy, buddy, told us all to get into a circle. Said the world because I won't hurt you. All I really wanna do is freak you.
You know what?
She freaked
us. And then I watch, and then I check my swatch to see the time. The tribe had phoned the buddy line, and that buddy was mine, oh my.
Now when Quest, Jungle, and De La Soul is at the club, our ritual unfolds. Grab our bones and start swinging our hands.
Then Jimmy start blocking and every brand.
And Jennifer just wanna stay aware. Yo, fella, should we keep her aware?
Hey. Hey.
Welcome back to NYPA Entertainment Radio, live here on the Block Talk Radio platform. That was our tribute to De La Soul. I love having a radio show.
Bring music, back memories.
Yes, music, his Prince Paul beat. Man, yeah, the video, I just visualized the video the whole time. No bad
yes.
Video. It's a mega, a super group of legends. Ooh. Between Jungle, Tribe, De La, Moni, Latifah. The queen, that is. Sorry, queen. Dope-ass video. If y'all don't know what I'm talking about, you haven't seen it in a long time, go on YouTube, look it up. You'll thoroughly enjoy the video. All right, let's keep this moving. Yes. Zoe, what else you want to get into?
Rihanna fires back after backlash for calling her son fine. Yes, that's what it is. Rihanna is sticking to what she said about her son, getting backlash over her weird and gross comment about her baby boy. The singer, who is currently expecting her second child with A$AP Rocky, has taken the time to silence internet trolls. The Barbadian beauty couldn't help gushing about her nine-month-old son following his magazine debut and cover of British Vogue, posting photos of the infant from the photo shoot of her on her Instagram page. She wrote, "My son, so fine. I don't care. I don't care." That's what it says on here. In a separate post, the proud mom claimed, "My perfect baby." Some internet user, however, took issues with Rihanna calling her son fine. One baffled user asked, "Who calls a baby fine?" Seeing this, the "What's My Name" songstress quickly responded, "His mother." another critic told Rihanna, "There are other words to use to describe her son. Fine, more like cute, adorable. He's not a grown man. LOL, the person said. Not taking the advice, the 34-year-old fired back, "You just keep your little cougar paws away from him and we good." A third critic said, "Now, Rihanna, why you had to call your son fine?" Another shocked user wrote, "Not Rihanna calling her son fine." One person also suggested, "Riri, no, you had other words to use, like handsome, adorable, cutie pie, something other than fine. I'm going to stop right here. What is wrong with Rihanna calling her own son fine? Is that not a word to use? I mean, yeah, other people you may want to call his child adorable, cutie pie and all. If she wants to call her son fine, she can do that. She is his mother. That's her son.
You know, outside of, you know, the Super Bowl ending and all that stuff, it must have been a very boring news week, because who gives a flying fuck what she says about her son? I don't care.
Right.
I don't care if she thinks he looks like a little cootie or a little booger. I don't care. That's her child. Why is anyone commenting on what
child.
She says? Who cares? Who cares? Up in arms. Who cares? See, this is the problem with social media. This is the problem. All you morons out there who want to comment what celebrities are doing, what they're saying, focus on your own fucked up lives, okay? Look at, turn around in that fucked up home you live in the basement of your grandmom's, and realize, look what you're doing. You're following a celebrity that you don't know. Comment on a life that you don't have. Who cares what she calls her son? It's stupid. So what? It should be a topic. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't affect Alonzo. It shouldn't affect anyone else. I don't care what she calls her baby. As long as she's not harming him or mistreating or anything like that, I don't care. As long as she didn't call him the N-word, I'm fine. So what she said, he's so fine. So what?
That's what she thinks
that?
Of her child. That's her son.
That's what
if she thinks he's fine, she thinks she can
That's
call him fine. That's her son.
A lot of you, listen, a lot of y'all comment. I'm sure I've seen some of y'all kids out there, and y'all kids ain't too cute themselves. So I focus on getting their looks together. Chipped tooth, bad breath. Y'all kids look kind of homely. So I advise you, worry about how your own kids look and stop commenting on what this mother thinks of her own son. She thinks she's fine, then that's fine with that. She can use whatever word she wants to use, any type of adjective, noun, pronoun, whatever she wants. As long as it's not in a negative light and she's not mistreating or calling that baby out his name in a bad way, who cares? Who cares?
Right.
Who's to say that word fine has to be for an adult and not for a baby? Who says that? Where is that in the laws in any state, federal government, legislation said you only can use the word fine when talking about an adult male?
I didn't see that.
You know?
I don't recall that at all.
I don't think Biden signed off on the bill for that one, did you?
No.
I don't remember voting against it or for it. Like, this is y'all biggest issue right now, is this woman calling her baby fine? Get a life, will you? Come on.
Yeah, they
that's
truly
so
really
stupid.
Need to. That's ridiculous.
It's
her child.
Moron. It's her child. Anyway, Swiss Beats provides an update on Versus. I thought I was going to calm down. It has been 7 months since the last Versus showcase took place between Kasim, Swiss Beats, Dean, and Timothy Timberland Mosley. Friendly music competition show is looking to make a comeback in 2023. Looney Tunes and DJ Nelson faced off in July 2022 versus a salute to Latin music producers event. Legal issues with Triller Network likely caused a slowdown in production, but Swiss is now teasing a return. We've been changing the infrastructure because when we started, it happened in the garage and then move to a significant platform, say the music/recording artist Swiss Beats in an interview with Revolt. He added, now we changed the whole way we're moving, but not entirely, so people won't feel like it's not the same. We have a fantastic lineup with people they wanted to see in even battles they think wouldn't happen. Announcements will be coming soon.
Mm. Yeah, it did slow down.
No, it didn't slow. It stopped.
Yeah.
It stopped. It was a fucking slowdown.
It was at its peak when, you know, I mean, they fell off after the battle between the Lox and Dipset. Then they went downhill again. So,
Like two of their best was Lox, Dipset, Big Daddy Kane. Curtis one was good because they went back and forth. That those were the two best because they actually they didn't perform together. They went back and forth, all in love, all in fun. When you do a versus, I don't want to see you guys performing together, hugging each other. That's not what it's about. Ja and Joe was pretty good. They went back and forth, taking shots at each other, trash talking. That's what versus should be about. Not a fucking a big concert, people join together. No, your versus, it's called versus. I'm versing you in something. I'm going against you against something. So hopefully the lineup includes some real big names and not some mediocre names or some shit that they think is going to sell, so to speak. Hopefully we find out about the Diddy and Jermaine Dupri date. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully there's actually some big names, some legendary names that they battle with.
I want to see Busta Rhymes versus Eminem. I want to see that. Busta Rhymes and Eminem going head-to-head. Who will prevail between them two? I say Busta, to be honest. I mean, Eminem is no slouch, but I say Busta.
I want to see Busta against him. I want to see Busta against Nas. I want to see Busta against Jay. I want to see the best of the best go at it.
Right.
Em and Busta, it'll be close, but I will have to give it to Busta. It'll be close, but I'll give it to Busta. I think it'll be dope. Busta and Red, Busta and Mess, Busta and Gold. We go on and on and on. It's money to be made. And if you start doing this, I want a percentage of like 10%. Fuck that, because we've been saying it for a long time. So don't give us any mediocre stuff. Don't hype us up to bring us down. You know what I'm saying? Don't oversell it, and then then come in underneath. You know, if you're gonna hype this up, let it be some names, not some mid card, low card musicians, some top tier.
And if you're gonna put R&B groups out there to versus against each other, put it with groups or individual artists that can actually sing and not the, you know, the Ray J and who was the other one? Who was the other one from B2K?
Was it Omarion?
Omarion and you know, I'm just throwing names out there that they just sounded horrible. You know, when they put them out there, they sounded horrible and they couldn't really sing, in my opinion.
Right.
Those are what we call here on NYPA Entertainment Radio studio singers. They're not live singers.
Indeed. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I point there. Yeah. Speaking of Buster, the video shows Busta Rhymes throwing a drink at a woman who touched his butt. A woman, woman was in. This is, I'm gonna read it again for those who didn't hear me. A video shows Busta Rhymes throwing a drink at a woman who touched his butt. A woman was seen invading Busta Rhymes' personal space, resulting in a drink being thrown at her. This past Tuesday, footage of the I Know What You Want rapper went viral after a spectator posted a video of him splashing a drink on someone in public. Rhymes was spotted walking in an unknown location among a group of people when a woman came up close behind him, reached out and touched his butt. Due to the lack of boundaries, the rap icon became agitated and threw his drink at the stranger. With bystanders being splashed, people cleared out of the way, staring in shock. At the same time, Busta's team huddled between MC and Matthias. I think that's the woman's name. Matthias. The woman, Nikita Matthias. Copy imprint here. Released a statement. The name is Nikita. Released a statement saying, responding to the viral chaos that erupted and admitted to wrongfully touching the icon. Quote, "I didn't mean to touch his behind. Honestly, I was just happy to meet him and wanted a pick. Been a long time fan, and I meant I shouldn't have touched him at all. But he's a Busta. I felt like I could possibly get a pick." The quoted Nikita. Not bad looking. Rhymes had yet to comment on the incident. On February 5th birthday, Busta was seen hitting the 2023 Grammy stage in celebration of the 50th anniversary hip hop tribute. He was among the many artists that helped pioneer the genre into what we see today.
Now, I didn't mean to touch it, but my hand just happened to fell on it.
Now,
oh,
stop right there. Now, if you flip the script, Money Grip, and Busta touched her ass, there's a lawsuit, there's cancel culture, he no longer exists. He's all his albums are off all streaming services. They're protesting outside his house. They just, oh, he touched her, he's a violation. He touched that woman's butt. When she does it, you get a small little article that didn't go viral. No one really know about it because you laughing because you didn't hear about this. It wasn't on CNN. It wasn't on Entertainment Networks or none of that stuff.
Nope.
But if he did that to her, it's plastered everywhere.
Oh, he would have been locked up.
Done. He will be locked
up. He would have been locked
serving, up. Serving seven life sentences for grabbing his butt. The cancel culture would have got him. His movie, all his music will cease to exist. We would never see him ever again. She did it. She, oh, it's so fun. I just wanted the picture. And it's all you hear about it. That's it.
It seemed like
and,
it's
you know
okay
what?
for women to do it, but it's not okay for a man to do it.
You're right. Mm. Now check this out, though. Check this out. He's in his right to throw a drink at her because a woman would do the same thing to a male.
Right.
He's in every right. So don't not everybody clutch their pearls and gasp like, oh, my God, why not? Because a female would have did the same thing. She touched his butt. Don't be grabbing people's asses because you and all. You know what I mean? Women's asses I can grab when I see them. I might not be for a pick, but for other reasons, but that's the story not for now. But the fact is, you keep your hands to yourself. You keep your hands to yourself. And if I'm Busta, I was the lawsuit against her. Yeah, I said it. Because if it was him doing it, like I said, a lawsuit would be coming. You don't grab nobody's ass, male or female. So,
listen, this is how I know that things are not equal, you know, at all. Because, you know, things that a woman do to a man, it's okay whether they hit him or whatever. It's no big deal about it. But a man do the same on a woman, it's a huge, huge uproar. Oh, you shouldn't hit this a woman. Right, man, you shouldn't hit a woman. But at the same time, a woman shouldn't hit a man. Either. You know, I got a story. I did camera work, you know, for a sports reporter at the time. He's a news reporter now. But a sports reporter back then, and, you know, one of the shoots that I did was the New York Giants game. And I'm down there in the field, you know, getting the B-rolls shots. So after the game was over, we're in the locker room. So he's doing an interview inside the locker room. So, you know, these guys in there, they taking a shower, the football players and all, they walking out there, no towels. I'm looking around. I see female reporters in the locker room with them while these guys walking around nude in there. But
did
it's
they,
okay.
Did they serve them papers? Did they serve them papers?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
sorry.
But then I asked a question. I said, well, if this female can come into a male locker room while they're no clothes walking around and all that stuff, can a male reporter go into a female locker room in the sports arena and do the same? And his response was no. And I was like, well, why? You know, females can go into a male, but why can't a male go into the female and report inside their locker room?
Right.
Nothing
That's
equal.
True.
It's like, I couldn't understand that.
That's true.
They
now,
allow
number
it
one,
for one,
whole...
but not the other.
Number one, you missed my whole joke on serving papers. It goes back to call back to the original when I said they serve papers somewhere in an event, a female. You missed that whole joke. Everyone out there, y'all got it. Y'all laughing. You're right. You shouldn't be. And the thing is, when you're in a male's locker room and the female's reporter's coming in, you have to be dressed. You can be shirtless, but you got to put, like, shorts on or whatever. And like you said, You can't do it in a female locker room, and I'm not being an asshole when I say it. Ain't that many female locker rooms around, per se, sports-wise, as many as there are men. But, I mean, but you're right. There's always a catch-22 in something. And what this woman did, Nikita did, was wrong. You grabbed his butt. You deserve that drink being thrown in your face. Because, like I said, he did it to you. You'd be suing him for $100 million, and he's serving 7 life sentences in jail, in prison. Wouldn't have to bust around again. Ever.
She's definitely going for a civil suit.
His music would be erased from history forever if he pulled that shit. So,
and he would have been labeled.
He would have been labeled. Absolutely. So at the end of the day, like I said, like she was wrong for touching him. You don't touch people. You're not supposed to do that. You don't know him. You don't know you. If you wanted a picture, all you had to say, hey, Buster, can I have a picture? That's it. And if he ignored you, fine. Grabbing his ass is not going to get you a picture. Grabbing your ass is going to get you a wet face from a drink he threw at you. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
It's ridiculous. All right, let me take a music break. When we come back, I got some things, some Ice Cube, Ice-T, and Ja Rule. Zoe got some stuff. And so stick around. NYPA Entertainment Radio.
Dance. for love. Telling him I'm sincere, and that there's nothing too good for us. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to NYPA Entertainment Radio. Let's keep this moving. Ice Cube and Ja Rule aren't happy with Billboard 50 Greatest Rappers of All Time. Ice Cube and Ja Rule have both hit out at Billboard over its list of the greatest ever rappers. Ice Cube ranked 18th by the music magazine, while Ja Rule was completely omitted. Quote, "It's an irrelevant list," said Ice Cube. "Asshole, it's like assholes. Everybody got one, and they all stink." Ice Cube and Ja Rule both upset of won the ranking and not being ranked. Billboard shared this list like a week and a half ago in honor of hip-hop's 50th anniversary. Jay-Z came in at number one, I wonder why, while Nicki Minaj was ranked as Billboard's best female rapper in 10th place. Other ranked in the top 10 included Drake, Eminem, Kendrick Lamar, and Tupac Shakur. Ice Cube, who rose to fame in the late 1980s as a member of N.W.A., was ranked 18th, while Ja Rule was completely omitted. Quote, "I don't give a fuck with Billboard or the editor," Cube told. Cube said in an interview this past Saturday, when asked about the list, "Billboard ain't hip-hop, so their opinion don't matter, so who gives a fuck?" The 53-year-old really star doesn't. Also hit out Billboard for snubbing his Mount Westmore contemporary Too Short. "It's an irrelevant list," he added, and he said, "What I said, it's like assholes, everybody got one, and they all stink." After learning the omission of his omission, Ja Rule tweeted, this is what he said: "There ain't 50 rappers dead, alive, or waiting to be born better than me." Hold your comments, though. Rule 46 was one of the most successful rappers of the 2000s, selling 20 million albums worldwide, scoring 3 number one hits on the Billboard Hot 100 as a lead or feature artist. Quote, "Congrats to everyone on the list. Well-deserved, but check my resume," he added. In the second tweet, Rule said, "Music is subjective, but if we take in numbers, I'm at least top 25 in all categories. All categories, record sales, top 10 singles, number one singles, number one albums. That what we talking about? Impact, influence. Even my enemies adopt my style." All right, so let it rip, Tater Chip.
Hey man, he said, out of 50 rappers, they're not better than him.
No. I'm a quote. I'm gonna say a quote.
So he's disrespecting
wait,
old time greats.
He said, and pardon the bad grammar, because this is how he talks. "There ain't 50 rappers dead, alive, or waiting to be born better than me." Unquote. Let it rip, Tater Chip.
Okay, you got Rakim. That's better than him. You got Karis One. That's better than him. Big Daddy Kane, that's better than him. So many others. Queen Latifah. I could go down the list of people that are better than him. And for him to say that, it's like that's a disrespect for all the others out there. You know, Pac, which is a person he tried to image himself. And I'm talking about Tupac. He imitated, you know, the bandana on his head, the tattoos in the back with the things. You know, he tried so hard to be like Tupac. You're not him. You're not him. But for him to say that, that's a slap in the face. And if I was all these other rappers and KRS-One, I want you to come out and throw a diss track against him. Go up against him. Put out a diss record against him. Battle him. I want him to battle him. I want the other greats to battle him. Let's see who's better.
You know, God bless his heart. You know, I got to give it to him. You got to be cocky. You got to be kind of arrogant. You got to kind of – you have the Napoleon complex, be tough, and I'm the best, this and that. You know what? His numbers don't lie. He's absolutely right. He was in the mid-2000s. He was in every rotation thanks to Irv Gotti's influence and brilliance in business. ever, don't you ever disparage the good goddamn names of the legends of the Rock Kim, the Run DMCs, the Curtis Blues, the Biggie Smalls, the Tupacs, the Reds,
Slick
the
Mets, Rick,
the Ludas, and so forth and so on, Slick Rick, the Eric Sermons, all that stuff. I get your bravado, the Curtis Ones, and so forth and so on, and even the fabulous females that I forgot to mention, Latifah, Moni, MC Light, which number one is back up a little bit. I'm jumping all over the place. Don't you ever put Nicki Minaj over Queen Latifah, MC Light, Eve,
oh, no.
Foxy,
no.
Little Kim, Nene, no. Like Billboard is not hip-hop. They're going off of mainstream, so don't do that. Jay number one, no, because he's out there right now, meaning he's in mainstream. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
But going back to Ja Rule, come on, homie. I tip my cap to you because you got to talk that crap that you being the best and all that. That's fine. But remember, you can't take that back because now you just put a target on your back. So the greatest lyricists in MCs, and I ain't talking about your boy 50 and all like that, they hear that, they read that, they're coming after you at the end of the day. And you held it down. Some of the songs I do like. I'm not disparaging that. But don't say you're better than 50 Dead Alive and Born to Be Waiting. You know, Waiting to Be Born is a cool-ass line, by the way. But you're not that good. No, he named a whole lot that can bury you with one catalog from their song, from their album alone. So, you know, I tip my cap to you and I give you props for, you know, standing up with your shoulders straight and your chin up and you looking forward and you marching down the street with your shoulders back. You know, I give you credit for that. But after that, nah, homie, you're not, it's like 10 to 15 to 20, 30 better MCs than you. I'm sorry to offend any of you Ja Rule fans, but truth is truth. Speaking of,
and we're not
Ja
going
Rule
off of
nigga,
record sales to make you better lyricists. We're not going off of that.
No, we're not going off of that.
We're talking
we're
about
of
lyricists, lyrics.
Lyrics, yeah, who spit better, you know. Speaking of Ja Rule, his nemesis 50 Cent says Future is way bigger than Jay-Z in the streets.
What?
While many might raise eyebrows at 50's comment, he said that Future's catalog contains non-charting classics for many out there. 50 Cent just said that Future is way better than in the streets than Jay-Z, as hard as they may be for some to believe. However, it's not like the talent gap between the two are all the way big nowadays. After all, they both have over a decade of experience in the game and are incredibly influential in their own right. Still, 50 addressed the comparison that Future himself made initially in a recent interview. Overall, 50 maintained that although Jay-Z dominates commercially, thanks to his legacy, the Southern Pioneer has a lot of treasures to unearth. Quote, yeah, yes, the Queens MC responded to the interview and prompted that Hendrix is bigger than Hove in the streets, way bigger. Like, consistent music from him that didn't chart, huge records that people love and appreciate. Later, it may not have the same thing to hold on to that you have points. On the last comment, it's unclear whether he's compared the two discographies or made a statement on longevity. Regardless, the club rapper point also reflects what kind of music people want to listen to now. At the end of the day, Jay is a legend, but many believe Future still in his prime. What's more is that many consider him a legend already, Zoe. Zoe,
what?
Wake up, Zoe.
No.
Somebody splash water on Zoe.
No.
Especially due to his influence in the past decade. however, again, the self-proclaimed King of New York doesn't exactly blow out the Atlanta trap icon's numbers. In fact, it's pretty close to race considering Future's wealth of Billboard's Hot 100 hits across the catalog. Even if old heads might flare up in anger like Zoe's doing right now at 50's comment, it's a very specific and circumstantial question. Beyond that, what's wrong with bumping Holy Ghost these days instead of Holy Grail? Let her rip, Tater Chip!
I, you know what? I'm just shocked that 50 would say something like that. You know, For him to say that Future is better than Jay, I can't even understand half the words Future is saying. He mumbles too much on his music. What is he saying? What is he talking about? So is he better? He mumbles. If he could speak clearly in his music, then maybe I can say, you know, but I don't know what he's saying. I would rather listen to a Jay-Z than I listen before I listen to a Future song. Mm-hmm. And that's just my opinion. Some of the Future music, the beat, what I'm talking about, not the lyrics, I like. But the lyrics, I don't know what he's saying.
Right.
So how is he better?
I don't know.
I can't understand.
I don't know.
How is it?
I don't have an answer for you. I don't have an answer for you. I have no clue. I don't know. I don't know. What I do know is, okay, everybody, you know, everybody has the right to their own opinion, and sometimes I think 50 Cent likes to stir the pot. You know, controversy creates cash.
Yeah.
Get the tongues wagging. I'm gonna say the most outrageous thing so y'all can talk about me. Sometimes there's a science too when people say outrageous, outlandish stuff. Some of that he may believe. Some of that he might just be like, nah, I'm just saying it just to, you know, whatever. I'm bored. I got nothing else to say. I got nothing else to talk about. I just like to, whatever. So he would come at me and I could say something. Who knows? I don't know why he said it. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know. But when you're sitting at the top, everyone's going to come for you. When you are commercially successful in mainstream, everyone's going to use you as the litmus test. You know, if you make it to that level, whether it's in music or in sports or across the board, in terms of Jay-Z, Jay-Z across the board is a household name, period. He's making deals with NFL and liquor brands and all that stuff. But you're going to come for him. You're going to say something. And maybe you don't have to rap anymore. I mean, you don't feel like it. Maybe you have nothing to say. So Future may have something to say. We don't know if Future got something to say because we don't know what he's saying.
We don't know what he's saying.
That man could be asking for help in his records, and we have no idea what he's saying. You know, he could be mumbling. You know, I have no idea. I could name you a Future song because I don't understand it. And I don't even know the titles, so I wouldn't know a Future song.
I don't even know. I can't even name any of his songs. I can't. I don't know.
I don't know what he's saying. I don't know what he's saying. A lot of these other mumble cats, I don't know these young cats. They call me biased. I don't care. But at the end of the day, you know, you like what you like, that's fine. But come on, you can't put Future out there with Jay. No, that's not happening.
No comparison.
No. What is happening is we'll take another break. I'll play some music and we come back. We still got more things to get into. Stick around. NYPA Entertainment Radio.
And all around the world.
To the pop song that I'm singing, ding-a-linging, funky beats ringing, everybody swinging in the place as I kick the J's, easy watch style, R&B mixing it with the hip-hop swing beat, champagne in my hand, it won't be long till I'm gone, it's just the same old song.
It's just a freestyle, meanwhile I keep the beat kicking, sweat dripping, girlies in the limo eating chicken, oops, go get the grease on your pantyhose, I love you, Rover, move over, I gotta blow my nose, sneezing, but still I'm pleasing, all the swimmies, pull out my jimmy, time to get busy with a Jenny, if it's good and plenty, don't you know, there I go, but I don't go nowhere without my gym hat. What I'm rapping is if she's clapping, then I'm strapping cause I'm smarter than that. And then girlie, maybe we can get along, cutie after cutie, it's just the same old song. It's the same old song, y'all. It's just the same old song.
It's the same old song.
be up and down. Well, as a matter of fact, I'll be right back. I gotta take a listen. So while I'm draining, entertaining, but I got fame and the bases I touch. Too much for me to try to be naming. Hey yo, he saw me on cable and grip. I busted in and I was going to win. Like Clark Gable back in Oakland, it's the same old song. It's 40 shorty, same freckles and hat, drinking the same 40.
Hypothetical, political, lyrical, miracle whip, just like butter. My rhymes are legit, cause I'm a Humpty, not Humpty Dumpty, but Humpty Hump. Here a hump, there a hump, everywhere a Humpty Hump.
Shut up and just listen, not dissing, don't get me wrong. But to me it's just the same old song, so just watch. Cause my name is Shock, I like to rock and you can't stop this. Tupac, go ahead and rock this.
Now I clown around when I hang around with the underground. Girls used to frown, say I'm down when I come around. Gas me, and when they pass me, they used to diss me, harass me. But now they ask me if they can kiss me. Get the fame, people change, wanna live their life high. Same song, can't go wrong if I play the nice guy.
Claiming fame must have changed now that we became strong.
I remain still the
why
same,
too?
Cause it's the same song.
Preoccupied with getting tossed, no need to lie, you had a man.
Welcome back to NYPA Entertainment Radio. Remember, you can listen to the show live every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. here on Blog Talk. If you can't listen to us live while it's happening, you can always download this episode and others on demand on this platform and Amazon and iTunes, iHeart, Google, Spotify, et cetera, et cetera. Remember, subscribe, download, and share. Subscribe is free. Don't worry about that. Download, give us a review. The more reviews we receive, the higher up in the numbers, the algorithms, whatever they call them, will shoot up and so forth and so on. So just spread the word. Give us a good review, 5 stars, and support NYP Entertainment Radio as always. So what else you want to get into?
That's right. That's right. Demi Moore and Bruce Willis have long been considered friendly. His ex in Hollywood, the pair, who were married for 11 years, share daughter Rumor, 34, Scout, 31, and Tallulah, 28, and have gotten even closer in the wake of Bruce's deteriorating health. As this outlet reported, Bruce's ex, his current wife, Emma Henning, and the rest of their blended family announced that the 67-year-old diehard actor was diagnosed with frontotemporal dementia. I probably botching it up. He was diagnosed on Thursday. The news comes after they revealed Bruce had aphasia, a language disorder that affects a person's ability to communicate, that typically occurs after a brain injury or stroke. Because of his condition, he was forced to, as we said, when this was first reported here, he was forced to step away from acting back in March of 2022. Demi has been in consistent contact with Bruce and Emma, a source revealed. She's taken every opportunity she can to spend time with him. If she's not there by his side, she's calling on the phone just so Bruce can hear her voice. Demi has also gotten tighter with Emma as Bruce's leading lady continued to struggle with coping as his health declines. His wife has become the middle man between the exes. Bruce can't say much, and it doesn't seem like he's grasping much of what others are saying, the insider cassette continue. So Emma's really been the voice and communicator for him. The entire family has been rallying around the legendary actor, action hero. They know he won't be around forever, the insider says, so they cherishing every single moment. You know, we have reported this here on NYPA Entertainment Radio a few months back. I'm a Bruce Willis fan. I can say that. You know, I watch a lot of his movies out there. One of the great actors out there, I can say. But to hear that, that he is continuing, going downhill, his deteriorating health, it's like we could only hope that, he will recover from this and, get back into acting again. That's, I'm sure everybody is hoping that can happen, but it's just unfortunate that he's continuing to go downhill and, now that they actually know the diagnosis of what he's going through, it's heartbreaking. What do you think about
that? Well, let's make this clear. Allegedly. This is allegedly. This is not coming
right
from directly from him or not him. I'll say his family. Allegedly. So I don't want anyone to think, allegedly, that he's on the downhill. Allegedly. Then it was reported that dementia and all that stuff, allegedly. It's sad to see that, he's, still practically a young man in, late 50s, I think early 60s. I'm a big, huge Bruce Willis fan from the days of Moonlighting. So it's kind of hard to see people that you like and a big fan of deteriorate like this, allegedly. And it's sad.
Right.
I mean, there's no other comments I can say about that because it's sad, and I'm sad to see that, and sorry to hear that, and it's something you don't want to read about or what have you. It's just, it's just one of those things. It just, I don't know what else to say, quite frankly, without being cliche about it. We're going to move on. Ice-T opens up about ending beef with LL Cool J. Those things can always escalate because, quote, because you have fans, and if they catch me out there, they're going to talk to me about LL. That's how the article starts with Ice-T. I've seen LL Cool J were able to reconcile their differences a couple of weeks back and perform together during the 65th annual Grammy Awards tribute in honor of hip-hop's 50th anniversary. The 64-year-old recently revealed the origin of their beef and why it was easy to move past. Quote, LL and I have been together on some occasions, the Law and Order, such as victims, actors, said in an interview after posting a photo of the two of them at rehearsal for a tribute performance. I've worked with him on Rock the Bells. We've done podcasts and stuff. But as far as actual physical picture of us, I think there's probably one other out there. You can tell you, I think the other one was before we actually really sat down and talked like grown men about it. But yeah, that's over. LOL. The beef never really escalated. It was just rap beef. Their feud stemmed from the fact that LL claimed that he was the baddest rapper in the history of rap itself. That got, everyone went after him for that line, which Ice-T did not like. Kamo D didn't like it either. That was the gist of it. Absolutely. Ice-T told the interviewer. Those things can always escalate because you have fans, and if they catch me out there, they want to ask about LL, and that can always escalate easily. Thankfully, the two legends were able to put their pride aside for the greater good and give hip-hop a deserved moment on the grand stage. Ice-T and LL were joined on stage by an all-star roster of artists spanning multiple decades, namely Grandmaster Flash, the Furious Five, Black Thought, and The Roots, the Lox, Queen Latifah, Missy Elliott, Little Baby shouldn't have been on there, and Little Uzi Vert,
no.
and Glorilla. Get rid of the last three, keep everybody else. Yeah, I said everybody who... the big fan of there. It's just, I don't, hip hop dropped when you mentioned Lil Uzi Vert and Glorilla. Why a black woman call herself Glorilla? That doesn't make any sense to me. Why would you call yourself a baby? That doesn't make any sense to me. Why you call yourself Uzi? That doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make these fucking rappers, man. They don't make no sense. Anyway,
yeah.
Enough of that. I could talk about that hours on end. Remember that line because Ice-T, mainly Kumo D, and others who were older than his 16, 17-year-old who said that line went after him. That very line right there triggered a lot of beef with a lot of people because he was a rookie on the scene. And he's saying that, but that's what you got to be. That's the bravado. And a lot of old heads in the game took offense to that. And he went after him, and LL ate him all up for the most part because that's what he does. He was a battle rapper. But I'm glad. I mean, at the end of the day, beef was over nothing. Quite frankly, he didn't target anyone. He just said, "I'm the best, better than rap itself." He just took it personal and came after him. But it looked like he didn't say anything about him or his family. He said that line, and I see he took it personal.
They reconciled.
It looked like it fell on more Ice-T than LL Cool J. So,
right.
He didn't team up with LL. LL just did his thing.
You know, more artists out there, hip-hop artists, need to do that, need to come together and you know, whatever beef y'all got, put it to the side, shake hands, do music together. If you call it music, especially these new artists out here nowadays, I don't call it music anymore. But, you know, go out there and do music, which I do best, and forget about this your ops is coming after you, this, and you dissing this person, that person, and now you can't even walk the streets now without, you know, looking behind your back because you don't know who's going to come after you. You know, it's... I'm just happy that they were able to do that. And, you know, maybe some of these, a lot of these old rappers, you know, out there, legendary rappers out there, that's what I'm going to call them, legendary rappers out there, maybe they need to all come together now and take all these new cats under their wings, educate them on a lot of these things, you know, for those who wants to be educated, because you're going to have some out there that's going to feel like they're not worthy to be in the legendary presence, And there's a lot of cocky ones out there that feels that way. But I think that needs to be done. What do you think about that? Do you think that needs to be done, that maybe a lot of these legendary artists need to come together and just take them under their hand, under their wings?
I see why not. If they offer it, I say why not look into it. But it's too much ego, bravado from the men and women in general, whether it's a legend or a current hip-hop artist, to do that. This is the only genre of music where they're more competitive than helping each other out. It's always about competing against each other without coming together. I don't know why, but that's just what the genre of music does to you. Everyone is out for themselves, and you take things the wrong way. It's a weird genre of music that I love, and at the same time, I question a lot about. If they want to, but it's hard to do that because the generations are different now. You know what I mean? Like, everything is different. Even though we don't like today's era of hip-hop and it's total trash, there's people out there who love it. And I'm sorry to hear that, but they do. I'm sorry, you guys, I have to tell you that. They do. And that's what it is today. Hip-hop to us, we've been saying it for years, has been on a downslide for a long time. To us, to others, is yeah. And even people who grew up in our era, believe it or not, like, nah, it's dope. It's this. I question that mental, but that's a whole other story. But at the end of the day, I think it's a styles clash, it's an era clash, it's an age clash, clashing. So I don't know. I think it's a good idea, but I don't think people go for it on either side, quite frankly. It's just ego and tact.
Unfortunate.
And, you know, this is what it is. All right, but what it is right now, we'll take a final music break. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up here on this episode of NYPA Entertainment Radio.
I'm equipped for good. No more girl will get you chewed out. Just me and you, high off sex and twisted. You OG to you OD, addicted.
Ain't no back and forth, ain't no left or right. I got King's disease, but I move like a knight. Rappers bandwagon trying to get some light. I do it for the fam, never for the hype. When you turn a legend, no such thing as relevant. They must have forgot that I'm a new rapper that got integrity. All in the media and blogs, that's just a place I don't care to be. Most of these niggas wouldn't say shit if they was ahead of me.
No back and forth, I did it back then, I do it right now. Open the lane for my era, I'm good if they gave me the crown. Goat, with all the success, some negative press, I'm watching it pal. They saying that black people dying, I'm saying they wiping us out. But look at me now, damn, y'all, look at me now. Whatever I do with it, why, I'm keeping it Queens, cause that's my side. I shook up the town, I shook up the city, I shook up the state. I went 21 on my second run, that shook up with age. It's the conversation, it's determination, your interpretation. Hit my car with the rule, I came back and I set the pace. Fate is ran and one of my cribs and took what I replaced it. Two Caucasians, so part of they face it. Most of y'all assume that they was black as exploitation. They know that I see everything, invested in ring. It's cool to be mainstream, I'd rather be timeless. That's if we keep it in peace. 21.
I'm on that same trajectory. Bullet wounds in jail cells couldn't stop me, this my destiny. Never controversial, I'm mad the fans expected less from me. Niggas sneeze around me, wipe his nose, don't get no flesh from me. Fuck the jury, I'd rather buy land and invest successfully. I got all type of stocks and funds, and they wildly on my wall, and I'ma pass it to my son. It's savage like the capo that me Escobar the done. One mic, one gun. My net worth like 850. I'm working on getting me 9. You know that I'm one of them niggas. I ain't doing no cap in the line. Rappers be chasing the hype. I do it and I don't be trying. I ain't going against no legend, nigga. I'm trying to be next in line. They acting like I just popped. I was platinum before I signed. I was platinum without no features. I put platinum on your mind. This block I got two tone, and this bitch don't bust no rhyme. They wanna see me flip so they could deport me like I'm shine.
No back and forth. I did it back then. I do it right now. They telling me that I'm the GOAT. I've been here for a while. Go, love me today. Hate me tomorrow. No switching my style. 21 yet, y'all get together, be big for the South. But look at me now, damn, y'all, look at me now. Whatever I do is New York, you hear that shit all in my vows. I shook up the town, I shook up the city, I shook up the state. I'm one of them ones, on my second run, I'm on the wave. Two Kings, we sending love to the whole culture. 21 Esco, Mass Appeal, Slaughter Gang. This shit too easy.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. All right. Unfortunately, I got the time. Trying to wrap things up, shut things down, get you on your way, and get you start your week or your day, because I don't know when you listen to the show, either live or on demand at your leisure. So we're going to get ready to get out of here, and we're going to do our shout-outs.
That's right. Shout-out to everybody who continue to listen to us here on NYP Entertainment Radio. Once again, we're definitely grateful to all of y'all. Continue to listen. Continue to share with other, with your friends and tell their friends to share with their friends to listen to NYP Entertainment Radio. Shout out to Kyle, Philly, New York. Always hit us up, nypaentertainment@gmail.com for comments, music selection. Once again, nypaentertainment@gmail.com. Always remember to spell out the word entertainment.
Just my mic. Definitely. Shout out to everyone near and far, though, New York. Of course, Philly, Birds, I still love you no matter what happened. Still bleed green. Thank you, everyone, for downloads and listening to us live or taking the time out. Like I always say, you can always listen to any other show, but you take the time out to listen to our show. Not for this episode, but for the past 12 years. Appreciate you. And as always, everyone, stay focused. Everything's going to be all right. Whatever you're going through, hope we entertained you and got your mind off your problems for at least 2 hours. And as always, we're here, Lord willing, next Sunday live from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. NYPM Timmy Radio, live on Blog Talk and any other platform. Share, subscribe, download, share, comment. Get at us. If you want to get at us, we're on social media. You can find us. Email us, like Joe said. Any complaints or questions, you don't like what we said, come at us. We're easy, nice people to talk to. So that's it, everyone. Be safe this week. We'll see you live here, Lord willing, next Sunday for another great episode of NYPA Tim Radio.
TV.
Show's over. See you next week, everyone. Bye.
Yo. I'm not a preacher, I just like making good music. The show is over, the show is over. The show is over, the show is over. I think I'm paranoid from the weed, Lord. Can you help me, please? Once more, I drop to my knees. Tell me, Lord, how could it be? Blind to rain I've never seen. Tell me, Lord, why is it me? Is it cause I'm chasing dreams? Is it cause I'm chasing cream? Is it cause I'm close to each and every one of my enemies? Danger is my company. I swear I hate this industry. All women love the way I'm living. They know I'm unforgiving, heartless and deceiving. How am I still breathing? Scared of what I've seen. Still scared of what I'm seeing. Making me pick and choose with win or lose. Even one of one, my mind is left battered and bruised. Choose. These niggas fruity like a pebble. I fly straight, I'm on my level. Sell your soul, deal with the devil. I'ma stay smoking this weed, man. The show is over, the show is over. Over.
Having trouble finding the absolute meaning of life. Will I become a success? Can I find me a wife? These questions seem to get harder as they passing me by, but I won't give in to the pressure floating on cloud number 9. I'm just drifting away, these dreams keep me fueled to progress. This weight that I hold on my chest from packing on all of the stress. Throughout the daily grind, I escape to find a peace of mind. No wasting time, I need to climb up to the top to make this mine. Cause I control my destiny as I'm destined to be much more than the stars. Can I line the journey is dark, but I'll find a source of light to help distinguish the goods and the evils. The benign and the lethal, the opaque and the see-through. Won't let my demons conquer all that I built from within. Present my past with my future ambitions through paper and pen. It's more than words in the story that I relay to you. My heart is stuck in a bind while searching for proof of certain truth. As if a beast while the wind is blowing and grass is growing. Ocean waters are flowing with these cups of liquor we pouring. As the summers get hotter, winters get colder, I stay a soldier. My mindset for the future's never been bolder. You need a shoulder to cry on, then you can lean on me. We all go through trials and tribulations throughout the lives we lead. The scars are they are reminders of battles that I've won. Lessons I've learned and rules that I broke to teach to my future son. Cause I'll be damned if he grows to be an illiterate, ignorant, and belligerent person who doesn't give a shit. That's all the question for me as long as I'm still breathing. Culture, my morals, of society as he begins teething. But if I have a girl, she'll be my diamond and my pearl. Regardless of the cold-hearted nature amongst this cruel world, I'm just looking to be enlightened in this day and age with knowledge and wisdom to help me through all the pleasure and pain. The show is over, the show is over.